Hello and welcome to the Grove. In the vast universe of massively multiplayer online games, expectations are exceptionally high for one company in particular, Riot Games and the captivating world of Runeterra. My name is Entgrove and I've been making Runeterra lore videos for almost 2 years now, and I've been tracking the Riot MMO for longer than that. Yet a recent tweet from Mark Merrill, better known as Tryndamere and co-founder of Riot Games, has sent the community into a frenzy, with many worried that the much-anticipated title may never see the light of day. So let's take a look at it and really try to understand what he's actually saying. And towards the end, I'll give you my new estimate for the Riot MMO release date. So the tweet begins with, "Hey all, we know many of you are hungry for news about the Riot Games MMO project, and we really appreciate your patience and the incredible support you've shown us so far. I am writing to update you today on where we're at, and before anyone panics, yes, we are still working on the game. So there's really not a lot there. Good news is the Riot MMO is still in development." But then he goes on to say, "After a lot of reflection and discussion, we've decided to reset the direction of the project some time ago. This decision wasn't easy, but it was necessary. The initial vision just wasn't different enough from what you can play today." This is big. He's saying they've decided to reset the direction of the project. They were going in direction and they completely pivoted to a different direction. And not just that, it was some time ago. I want to emphasize that this didn't happen yesterday and he's tweeting it out today. I'll get into like exactly when I think this happened a little bit later, but it clearly happened a while ago. He then says, "We don't believe you all want an MMO that you've played before with a Runeterra coat of paint. To truly do justice to the potential of Runeterra and to meet the incredible high expectations of the players around the world, we need to do something that truly feels like a significant evolution in the genre. This is a huge challenge, but one that our team of deeply passionate MMO players and game development veterans is incredibly motivated to pursue." So there's a lot there. And if I'm being honest, I really wanted the Runeterra MMO to be different than anything out today. Like, we have a podcast called The Brazen Hydra, where I and Conquest pretty much talk Runeterra and the Riot MMO all the time. And at one point for the episode this week, I and Conquest agree on exactly this.
"I want to go into this MMO and it better not be like, okay, these are my talent points. Okay, this is my level, this is my experience bar. Oh, here, it looks like I got reputations. Okay. Oh, I'm this class. Okay, so that means I'm probably going to have, okay, this is my meter, right? Okay, yeah, I use these abilities. Okay, got it." You know? Because any other MMO that I play right now will give me that feeling, except maybe like freaking RuneScape. Right? Where that game's just totally different. But most MMOs are going to feel like World of Warcraft and EverQuest before it. You know, those two titles are really the ones that created the MMO space that we know now. And I think it's time for a change, for sure. It's been a decade now.
I mean, tackling this kind of change is no small feat. The MMO blueprint has largely remained unchanged since 2004, with World of Warcraft setting the standard for quests, reputations, talents, levels, and more. This template has become so ingrained in our understanding of what an MMORPG should be, it's honestly difficult to imagine anything else. But that doesn't mean it's the only way. What's crucial for fans to understand is that Riot isn't merely rehashing the World of Warcraft formula within the Runeterra universe. They're aiming to innovate, to chart a new course for the MMORPG landscape, and such endeavors do require time. I just hope they hold true to this statement. We need to do something that truly feels like a significant evolution in the genre. I think for the Riot MMO in Runeterra to stand the test of time, to be a type of game that we're going to be playing for 10 years or more into the future, it needs to be different. It can't just be World of Warcraft set in Runeterra. But let's continue. He then goes on to say, "With this new direction, I'm excited to introduce Fabricius as the new executive producer of the MMO. Fabricius' experience as a player and passion for creating immersive worlds is extraordinary. Having led big projects at Riot, BioWare, and EA, he brings a fresh perspective and a shared commitment to excellence that will guide our team as they continue on this difficult journey." Now, I also want to emphasize this. He says, "With this new direction," he's stating right at the start of that portion of the tweet that they already have the direction. It's set. They have an idea of where they want to go. Now, I will say this. I am no fan of BioWare or EA. And this is where Fabrice comes from. And that was an initial pretty jarring reaction to me as well. And the community kind of had a similar sentiment with comments like, "No way you brought on an EA/BioWare guy. Mur as well cancel the entire project at this point. Skullface." BioWare and EA, man, we are cooked. Apparently, according to IMBD, this guy worked on Mass Effect 3 and Andromeda. We are so cooked. This guy who's been part of the ever-stagnating segment of the industry brings a fresh perspective. Yeah, good to know there will never be an MMO. EA and BioWare. Alright, everyone pack it up. It's over. EA on the MMO? RIP. It was nice while it lasted. From now on, it will have microtransactions, pay to win, and many battle passes. Okay, before we judge this guy just because he ever worked at EA and BioWare, which I don't think is fair to judge anyone just because they worked at a company that we might not like, which I don't think is a fair shake to judge someone just based on the company that they worked at. Let's look what he really worked on at BioWare, because he hasn't been there in a while. This guy worked at BioWare back in 2011 to 2017, and really what he worked on was Mass Effect 3. Which people tend to see as a pretty good game. It's got mostly positive reviews on Steam. And he worked on the expansions, the Leviathan, the Omega. And the reviews online seem to say that it's pretty good. In fact, the multiplayer is still going strong today in 2024. What else did he work on? Well, really the only other game that he worked on was Star Wars Squadrons, which, okay, that one definitely has some negative connotations to it. But the game was released in 2020, and this guy left EA after a year. So I don't even know if you'd call it he worked at EA. So the real background of this guy is Mass Effect 3. After that, he worked at AI Redefined for 5 years, so I don't even know who he was at that point. And now he's at Riot Games and been at Riot Games for 3 years. So before we judge this guy, just based on the fact that he worked at EA and BioWare a long time ago, I think he deserves a fair shake. Especially the fact that, honestly, Mass Effect 3 is fine, and it looks like he barely worked on Star Wars Squadrons. And he worked on another game called Dragon Age Inquisition, which looks to be doing mostly positive as well. So another good game in his belt. And so let's just take a step back, and let's not judge this guy just based on the fact that he worked at EA and BioWare at some point a long time ago. Okay. So that's off the table. But then, here's what I thought was really interesting. On work for this pivot some time ago, so again, some time ago, he's saying that this was much earlier. And over the last year under Vijay Thaikar's management, we built key components of the technical foundation to create the kind of ambitious game we're talking about. They're stating here that they already have developed the key components and technical foundation to achieve this ambitious project that they're looking for. They have the direction, and now it's just about getting there. We're grateful for Vijay's leadership and that he'll be a part of the game's leadership team going forward as our technical director. What I think happened here is that Vijay, as the Riot MMO leader, really focused on the technical foundation that they have today. And so in order to allow him to focus even more on that, they moved him over to a technical director role. But someone needs to replace him, and it looks like that's Fabrice, who has led big projects in the past like Mass Effect 3. Mark Merrill goes on in his tweet to say, "Resetting our development path also means that we'll be going dark for a long time, likely several years. This silence will help provide space for the team to focus on the incredible amount of work ahead of them. We understand the excitement and anticipation that surrounds new information, but we ask for your trust during the silent phase. Remember, no news is good news, as it means we're hard at work, pouring our hearts and souls into making something we hope you'll love." Now, obviously, the community was not very happy with this, and I mean, hey, we've been in the dark for a while. Everyone wants a little bit of MMO news, but I mean, there was a bit of a reaction here. So the top comment is, "It's so over. Can't wait to play this when I'm 50. Can't wait for my great-grandchildren to finally play this game. Fire, 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 fire. You just ruined my day. I hope you're happy." Sag. "From the depths of the night, heroes emerge to combat the encroaching..." Oh, well, that's an ad. "Lamau, by the time you release the game, MMO genre will be deader than it is now. Great job. So this game is dead even before arrival. Cool. Guess it's cancelled. So much for the wasted hype." And so, I can echo a lot of the sentiment here. I understand completely it's kind of frustrating, you know, especially if you've been following the MMO for a while now. It's been years at this point since the first tweet came out from Ghostqualler saying it's an MMO. But at the same time, I think we need to exercise a little bit of patience here and trust that we're not just going to get an MMO. It's not going to be World of Warcraft Part 2. It's going to be something different, something unique. And I think that's better and worth the wait. If I would venture a prediction, I'd honestly circle 2029 on the calendar as a potential release window for the game. But in the meantime, there's a whole universe in Runeterra to explore and enjoy. I'm planning to dive deeper into the lore, content, and speculation videos leading up to and even beyond the launch of the Ride MMO. 2XKO is on the horizon, which is lining up to be a fun stick fighter. And for those who haven't yet checked out the offerings from Riot Forge, I highly recommend giving them a go. Legends of Runeterra Path of Champions is set to expand. I've got to say, it's a personal favorite of mine, so consider giving it a try if you haven't already. TFT's Inkborn Fables is another nice addition. And of course, there's always League of Legends. Mark Murrell finishes the tweet with this. Thank you for believing in us, for your patience. We're incredibly committed to the mission, and we look forward to the adventures ahead and the stories we'll tell together. And I just want to leave you all with this. I hope you can join me as we continue to explore Runeterra lore on this channel or the Brazen Hydra podcast. I love Runeterra, and believe me, as many videos as I have put out on Runeterra lore already, I'm not sure I'll be able to cover all of it by the time the Ride MMO launches. And I too look forward to the adventures ahead and the stories we'll tell together. Thanks for stopping by the Grove, and I'll see you in the next one.